5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Didn't play it out quick enough. Hello. It's July the 29th. It's show 11:30. I'm Math. And over there in Canada is the always awesome tea.
I never know who you're going to say.
Me neither, till I say it.
It's the highlight of the show.
Keep us on our toes.
Over there in Wales is the always awesome bee. Hello.
Hello from Wales.
Hello.
From Wales.
Oh, well, what a show we've got packed.
Well,
jam-packed with stuff tonight. But let's start how we normally start. How was your week? What have you been up to? Let's start with T, because she's done all the stuff, usually.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And we'll come back in about half an hour.
Well, first thing is, we have a new car.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, yay!
Let me see if I can get the photo of it.
Have you named it yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, come on.
Dave.
Oh, it looks like a Dave. That's nice.
And it's got lots of room in the back. And when James was, we didn't know this when we bought it, but when he came home and he was like fiddling with it, see, you know, all the things.
So put a mattress in there already.
Well, it's so funny because the... Yeah, he's that's where he lives
and
now.
Hips and all that sort of thing won't let her to get into the back of a van with a mattress in it. Come on.
I could do that.
Unless it's got a stand lift.
He's lost all track now.
Right? So it's, you know, you've got the front seat, you've got the back seat, and then you've got space.
Yes. Stuff.
And then you put the back seats down. You've got even more space, right?
Yes.
You put the back seats up, and then you put another set of back seats up.
Right.
Oh, people mover. One of those.
Yeah, and then it
ideal
then it still
for
has,
the grandkids.
Then it, exactly. Then it still has some space. So, he came in and he's like, "Hey, do you want to know something that would make the car even cooler?" And I'm like, "Okay." And he's like, "Come outside." And he came. I went out and he's like, ta-da. I'm like, oh my god, we didn't even know that. So yeah, it's and then there's a skylight, you know, that you sort of access from the front. But then
the
he's like,
as we call
skylights.
Oh, sunlight. Skylights are in houses, right?
Yeah. Yes, or campers. I guess you'd call them a skylight in the camper.
Yeah.
And what are mother supposed to call it?
Sunroof.
Sunroof.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because apparently in when it's in the back of the van, because there's an actual another set, which are bigger, they call it the moonlight or something.
Oh,
skylight, moonlight. Yeah, because it's like when you're camping and you're laying and you can look at the stars.
Right.
It's probably
which is
sunroof and moonroof.
Yeah. Moonroof.
Yeah.
Which is why. Which I've incorporated one of those in my story with East Centricity, because she's got a little traveling van and it has that exact thing, which, yeah, I didn't necessarily realize they did. So, yeah, it's so we didn't end up getting it financed because financing the interest would be a lot more than what we're paying on the line of credit. And so I basically had to basically, if anything bad goes, if anything goes bad right now, financially, we're screwed because the whole line of credit is gone. Our credit card's pretty much filled up. The 2 grand I had in savings is gone because we had to pay it all right up there.
You
So
shouldn't be
that's a
here now.
bit.
You should be making fellas.
I should be making fellas. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, at that I'm a bit like about that. And we could have gotten a lesser expensive vehicle, but this vehicle has everything that James needed, you know, for his job and all,
And you
like it
need
had,
reliability, you
and it's
know.
in great shape. And then we also have paid for a year of warranty. And
That's good.
if we don't need it within that year, I think they give a second year for free.
Oh,
Oh,
even
okay.
better.
Yeah, so it means like if anything does go wrong with the car within the next while, we can take it to them and they will fix it for us. And we also have something, I don't know if you've got the same thing over there, but we've got something called BCAA where you know, like your car breaks down on the side of the road,
Oh, yeah,
but you
breakdown. We
call
call
them
it the
up
AA.
insurance. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Or the RFIC or Green
All of that.
Flag.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Like automotive assistance or something like that. Is that what it'd be? Yeah.
I think ours
And
is
so
Automobile Association.
it is. Ours is, yeah. But it means the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they would tow the vehicle if necessary to where we needed to go, which would be off island, which that saves us like,
Right.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
good.
So
Yeah.
I feel like in that regards we're covered. And then we're going to speak to the guy that we got the line of credit from at the bank and say, okay, now we have collateral. Are we able to negotiate for a loan at a lower interest, get the loan, pay off the line of credit and credit card, and then be paying a lower interest? So that's the next step. But yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool
So
beans.
yeah, that's the big deal about the car. I still haven't been able to get my laser to work. I
Oh.
took it into the guy and he did nothing for $50. You know, like it didn't resolve anything. So I don't know what I'm gonna do about that. I am contemplating getting an M2, but just the basic without the
Print part,
printing. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah,
Because then it's like with taxes and shit, it's like about $1,000. Whereas with the and how much is that in pounds?
Canadian
Yeah,
dollars,
yeah.
phew, it's about
Yeah.
5 pound, isn't it?
I don't know
Because
what it is, 50 pence in it,
it's usually
you
about half. I think it's
know.
about 500 quid.
I think it's about just
Yeah.
about half, yeah.
Right. And I could probably do that paying it off $100 a month, but the interest is quite high, so I was thinking about waiting until we find out if we're able to get that loan to pay down all the other stuff, and then maybe I could take like $1,000 from that, and then you know what I mean? Like I never thought about I've never thought about interest rates and shit like that because I just don't think like that. But I'm trying to be smarter about it, and
So,
I
go on.
I almost just decided to buy the laser because like I went jumped through all the little hoops to see if I could get approved for financing, and at the last second I was just like I couldn't press that final button. So but I need it because it's for my business and I'm not able to make things, and the things that I was making, you know, the how to be weirdly cheerful, yeah, you know, like it won't take very many of those to make before it pays itself off.
Yeah, and that's what I
True.
was going to say is
True.
so your is and you might not want to say, but is your market money that you get, is that your income into the house and you use it for groceries and paying your rent and that's it on top of James's job, or is it spending money.
Going back into the businesses. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a little of both because I do use some of that money when I need to buy like supplies.
Yeah.
But it's been getting absorbed into the household budget because I've needed to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. But if you could set $100 from that every week in a month, your Nion got a new laser.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that's what I need to do is get that in my head and start putting it aside. But yeah, anyways, I need it in order to keep making money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know,
It's not a luxury. Yeah.
Just
no,
put a jam jar at the front of your stall with a little sign saying, "My laser has broken. Can you help?"
Yeah.
And then somebody might put money in.
Start a GoFundMe. Go,
I've got a laser. I can help you.
Yeah. Well, I know that there's a couple of people that have lasers that might not actually even be using them. And so I might reach out to them and see if I could borrow theirs.
You could always put on SaltSpring Exchange or something, asking if somebody's got, you know, one laying around that they want to hoof off.
Exactly. And I need to look into the library as well because they have laser cutters and 3D printers and stuff like that. I just don't know how that works. I just don't know how that works. But if I could even just get my how to be weirdly cheerful things printed, cut out, that would be so good.
If we lived closer, I would just do it for you, but it would cost so much to send them to you.
Oh, I know.
It wouldn't be worth your while. Yeah.
No, because then I'd have to double the price or whatever. So
exactly. Yeah.
Well, you could say in Wales.
Yeah, right.
Say that.
Good, yeah. Add to the mystique. I feel a bit stalled in my creative process.
Sorry. But you just go to market stall.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Jeez, am I the only one on this planet?
Well, when you said stalled, my brain automatically went to the car.
Right, gotcha.
Right? So, yeah.
And nobody's on your planet.
No, I know. It's a reservation for one.
Just visit every now and again.
And don't you just love it?